From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. We're going to begin this hour with two stories about reporting and Iraq. Coming up, we're going to hear what Bob Woodward's new book says about the struggle over the Iraq War inside the Bush White House. First, we're going to go to Iraq to hear about how dangerous it is to be a journalist there. As many as 130 journalists have been killed in Iraq since the U.S. invasion in 2003, the vast majority of them Iraqis. Iraqi journalists are under attack from both Sunni and Shiite extremists, and the American military has arrested some and detained them for months at a time. Now the Iraqi government is stepping up its pressure against them. NPR's Anne Garrels has the story from Baghdad.
A month ago, Ahmed Fallah was driving home from his job as a news editor at the Sharqiya satellite channel. A car tried to cut him off, and three young men shot at him. He survived, but that wasn't the end of the story.
Someone then threw a threatening letter along with a sheep's head into my garden. The letter said they would try to kill me again if I didn't quit. I quit the same day. I'm not doing anything now. I'm afraid for myself and my family.
The letter wasn't signed. Ahmed suspects it came from one of the Shiite militias angry about his reporting. Another Iraqi, Abdul Karim al-Rubai, with the Sabah newspaper, was shot through his windshield this month and killed. Ibrahim al-Sragi, head of the Iraqi Journalists Defense Association, believes Sunni extremists who refused to acknowledge the government's legitimacy were behind that murder.
Sabah has taken the government's reconciliation plan seriously and written a great deal about it. So enemies of the plan have decided to hit them.
Attacks on journalists seem to be increasing. Four have been killed in September alone. Official corruption is on the increase, as is reporting on it, and in response, the government is stepping up its pressure on reporters. Under a broad set of laws criminalizing speech that ridicules the government, roughly a dozen Iraqi journalists have been charged with offending public officials. The authorities in Iraqi Kurdistan have been the toughest, sentencing one journalist to 30 years for insulting Kurdistan's provincial leader. It was only when international human rights groups protested that the sentence was reduced. At the Iraqi parliament, lawmakers have recently cut off live broadcasts of proceedings when they become particularly acrimonious, declaring the public shouldn't see this. Journalists have protested this and the increased use of anti-defamation laws. Shahib al-Tamimi, who runs the Iraqi Journalists Union, says the government is trying to shut journalists up.
When a newspaper or TV channel airs a certain kind of report, a minister, police chief, or governor will then accuse that paper of inciting or encouraging terrorism.
Ibrahim al-Sragi says circumstantial evidence suggests government officials might be behind some of the killings.
Sometimes a journalist will write against one of the ministries, and 2 days after that, he's killed.
In addition to coping with all this, dozens of Iraqi journalists have been kidnapped by criminal gangs or detained by the American military on suspicion they're helping Sunni insurgents. Bilal Hussein, an Associated Press photographer, has been in American custody without charges for almost 6 months.
He has not been charged with any crime, nor has he been referred to the Iraqi judicial system for adjudication of any accusations. And we've been told that the military intends to keep him indefinitely.
Kathleen Carroll is an AP executive editor. These cases raise questions about how close an Iraqi reporter can get to insurgents without being considered the enemy. Carroll says the AP has carried out its own investigation, reviewing all Bilal's work.
Our review found nothing to make us concerned at all about his work or to lead us to believe that he was anything other than a journalist doing his job.
Last year, Western bureau chiefs complained their Iraqi employees were being held up to a year with no charges. The U.S. military promised to speed up the process. There have been some improvements. But al-Sragi, with the Journalist Defense Association, says Iraqi journalists, especially those outside Baghdad, are still held for long periods with no information about their whereabouts. And those trying to protect journalists are also in danger. Ibrahim Sragi says he's been threatened four times. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.